There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. This is the only kind of holster I intend to run. That's because they're never going to break. They don't break. They don't blow up, they don't dissolve, they don't break down. That's why I carry them. And they're completely modular. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Lots of new gun owners in the United States today. A lot of them have the presence of mind to say, I bought a gun, but I don't know how to use it. So then they have to ask the next question, what do I do with this gun? Who can teach me how to use this gun? And heretofore, you know, you could leave it to Google Foo if you wanted to, and maybe try to search for something in your locale. But what if there was a resource out there that was wired into everything, state by state, city by city? If you're listening on the website, if you've ever visited my website, well, the guy that actually put that website together has also put something else together. I'm joined by he's one of the ninjas. He's one of the ninja team, but he's actually, if he were on a football team, he'd be like the free safety because he's just out there making it up as he goes. He just ranges far and wide, does whatever he wants, and he's normally successful with it. So we're joined now from usgunclasses.com and lockandloadradio.com by Will Luker. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
So you put together a resource so people can, you put something together to where, and I just had something really weird happen on my screen. You put something together where people can find resources that heretofore was not really available, and it's just beginning, isn't it? I mean, you just got this started.
Yeah, this is the official launch to let the world know about the new platform that I'm trying to build. But basically, when I was in my instructor class with the NRA, we actually spent part of our time in the instructor school basically learning how you can try to make money at it, but how it's difficult to be an instructor and how it's hard to get students. And, you know, I'm going through this thinking there has to be an easier way. And so usgunclasses.com is kind of my method to combine what I do on the web and my advertising skills with my love, of course, of guns and try to make it so that as an instructor, all you have to do is show up and teach the class and I can take care of the rest. So the website, the advertising, the reviews, the customer support, I try to basically do everything that I can to make it easy for a good instructor to be able to be successful at teaching classes.
One of the things that you're going to try to do is get people from other states to join this and become part of a resource. Sort of like going to be, it reminds me sort of like Angie's List for gun instructors. Fair comparison?
Yeah, I think it's a fair comparison. And I like Angie's List, and I think they did a lot of things well. But I think it's more like an Angie's List on steroids, because Angie's List is great at, you know, delivering traffic and getting sales to a business. But I want to take it one step farther, and I want to say, you know what, I have all of these instructors. How can I make them better instructors? What products do they need, and what roadblocks are they hitting? And so then I can go out and approach, like, laser training guns and different things like that to say, you know what, I have all of these instructors. I think we could make use of your product how can you give it to us for free or for, you know, really good prices so I can get the right tools in the hands of the great instructors in the world? And the companies have had an overwhelmingly positive response when I approach them.
Well, that's because they've never had this available to them before. This is sort of like, I don't know how, this is like a Yellow Pages, a worldwide Yellow Pages for them. And yet, here, you know, in most places, it's dealing with the regular mainstream apparatus is sort of a minefield for them, because there's a lot of people that sort of discriminate against the gun world. So you built something that is sort of all-encompassing. And you can cover all 50 states, right? I mean, this is really just really truly the launch. So far, you've got what you do listed on there, and you're going to invite other people to get involved in it, right?
Yeah, basically, I started with just Michigan a couple of years ago with a different website, and it worked out really well. It's like, you know what, why am I going to stick with just Michigan? So I do offer all 50 states now. It is the, you know, first official launch on your show here. So
right.
I only have the Michigan side of things built out. But basically, I'm looking for the very best instructors across the country. I want to start with a really small number. And if they're in California or Illinois, Florida, it doesn't matter. I'm going to build that whole state out and basically list their classes and eventually move to all 50 states.
Will there be parts for on the website for students to come back that went to a class in California and give a review of the class to help people better decide whether that's something they want to do?
Absolutely. And I love Amazon. And I tend to base a lot of my purchasing decisions specifically on reviews, especially when it's something that I'm buying that I haven't used before. And why do we just limit that to Amazon? Whereas we can have reviews on instructors, and I want to make sure that if you're the best instructor and you're great at what you do, I want the whole world to know about it, and I want students to know exactly what to expect before they even step foot in the classroom. And I think between reviews and the way we describe and, you know, lay out what actually happens in a class, we find that not only do students feel more comfortable and you book more students, but that people who are nervous around guns and may not have a lot of experience, it takes away some of that hesitation that they would have, and we'll get a lot of, you know, first-timers in the classes, and it's great to see a transformation from somebody who's so scared of guns and thinks that nobody needs to own one to eventually having their concealed pistol license a couple months later.
This sort of... I would think that for somebody trying to figure out where they need to go, will this have descriptions of the classes and everything in there to where they can actually make an informed decision? Is this sort of like a total resource for them to come in and say, I just bought this gun. I don't even know how to load it. I need to find a class where I can learn how to do that. I want somebody to show me how to do it, and then I want to do it until I get it right. I mean, is this what you envision for this? This is, you're going to have at various levels a class for everybody, as you say?
Exactly. The problem that I've run into as an instructor is I'll get people in my concealed pistol license classes that have literally never even seen a gun in person unless it was on an officer's holster. And I think that's a problem because that means that there's a lack of resources and classes out there for basic, you know, how do I clean guns and how do I check a revolver to see if it's safe for a semi-auto. And so what I'd like to see is I'd like to see a whole training life cycle where a student can go in and they can take a basic class, and then if they feel comfortable, let's go to a concealed pistol license class. And the other thing I find with my students is most of the time the concealed pistol license is the end of their training, whereas I think that should be the beginning. So I'd like to see some advancement classes where it's drawing from a holster or weapon retention, all sorts of different skills that I think are just instrumental into being a, you know, safe concealed carry individual. I'd like to see those classes available, and I think people would sign up for them if they just knew they existed.
And if they knew where to go. That's the whole thing, isn't it? The anonymity to it all. We're coming up on the first break. I want you to hang on. I could tell you more about Will, but like if I just listed all the domains he runs, he would never get to speak. I mean, he's just that widespread out there. So everybody hang on. We'll be right back. My guest from USGunClasses.com, Will Luker, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to my guest, now I've known Will for a long time, and I want to tell you something about Mr. Luker. Mr. Luker is, he does, you know, when he's in business, his businesses all help people. They actually provide a serious service to them. As a example, the website that I have used now for the past 2 years, Will found out about the show, became a friend of the show, then he became the webmaster of the show. Just like that, just that way, just all about the gun, the Second Amendment. This is a guy that puts his skin and his money where his mouth is. And now, let me ask you a question, Will. How will a gun instructor that becomes aware of USGunClasses.com, how do they participate with USGunClasses.com, become part and parcel of the list, if you will, the that's a bad word, part and parcel of the website?
Well, basically, it's easy, and because I'm small, I'm only taking a select few number of instructors because it takes me a long time to build out each site. But basically, they go to usgunclasses.com. On the far right of the menu, there's a link that says Become a Partner. It kind of has a description of what exactly I do, and there's an application at the bottom, and you fill out your information, and you're pretty much good to go. Everybody that I do list on the site, I want to make sure that there's a personality and that they're, you know, good instructors, and they have passion for firearms. So I do personally talk to, and every instructor so far I've met with before I list them on the site, we'll chat on the phone for a long time, and then the rest will become history.
Now, are you going to, you know, one of the things that I've seen, and I'm just looking at this, and I'm thinking about the possibilities of this website, which is sort of without boundary. Are you going to do things like aggregate the Groupons and the coupons to go to gun ranges and the specials, and are your members on the website, the instructors themselves, are they going to be able to offer discounts to people that find them through you?
Yeah, I mean, the sky is the limit in terms of what we can actually do, but where the platform comes into play is not only are there coupon codes where you can offer discounts and specials for organizations and groups that, you know, the instructors themselves work with, but on the site, I have a relationship with Groupon and, you know, Facebook and everybody else in terms of advertising, whereas I can sign the agreement and get all of the traffic, and the instructor doesn't have to worry about all of the contracts and negotiating. I'm really good at that stuff, and I already have agreements in place, so it's really easy for me to flip the switch and book classes.
So now, I mean, this is like a jet ski revving up, isn't it? It's about to cut a swath and leave a wake behind it. You're about to, as you're going live, you want to get people that offer the advanced and tactical classes, introductions, concealed carry permits. I'm supposing that, you know, one of the things I've noticed, I live in an area where there is a tactical training school, and they also teach the concealed carry permit class and fighting pistol and all this other stuff, and nobody knows they exist. And I will go into a gun store, and I'll they'll be saying, well, I'd like to go do this, and I'd like to go there, but I don't know where to go, and I tell them about it, and this thing's been in operation for, like, I don't know, 3-4 years. Does a great job. Nobody knows he exists.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And when you think about actually spreading the word around, it takes a lot of time. And even just putting up a website isn't the easiest thing in the world. And then a bad website is almost as bad as not having a website at all. So it's difficult for an instructor who most of them have full-time jobs to actually sit down and spend the money to get it done. And then not only that, to actually manage their students and deal with voicemails and stuff. So that's kind of the approach I'm taking, is how can I not only spread awareness but remove all these pain points? And so when an instructor signs up with me, I actually build them out a website, and it's, you know, their name.usgunclasses.com. I customize the homepage. They pretty much have full control. Whatever they want to see, I, of course, stick with the best practices to make sure everything looks good. But it's all their own content. They have full access to the back end to edit the stuff. And then the cool thing is when they actually list classes, students register right online, right on the website. They pay with credit card, and the instructor has a full roster of all that stuff. They see who's paid. Everything is pretty much taken care of. And if somebody has a call, a student, you know, has a question, they call me, and I answer all the questions. I have really good people here. We answer anything that they could possibly need to know about the class and take away all of that pain away from the instructor. And then we go on Facebook, we go on Google Ads, we go on Google itself and promote the heck out of it so we build awareness for these schools that otherwise wouldn't be found.
The as I'm thinking about this, I've just been compiling in my head a number of instructors that I know are very good instructors, and they have a presence like on YouTube or something, and everybody knows their name, and they may even know the name of their company, and that's about as far as it may go. The beyond the headline, they don't really remember that much to it. This is really going to be. This is going to cut out a lot of middlemen, isn't it? And let's be honest. You need to cut out people like me because I've tried to advertise schools before, and they never make any money off of that because most of these schools are going to be based somewhere. So, like, if it's in the middle of Tennessee somewhere and somebody hears the ad and they're in the Michigan Upper Peninsula, they're not going to travel to Tennessee to take that class. So it needs to be something you're actually going to save them money. You're cutting out the advertising, the whole advertising budget altogether, and just putting it in one place, one informational aggregator.
Exactly. And something like my site, where I do have eventually instructors all over the United States, I would be a perfect candidate to be sponsoring the show, and it would make sense for a class like me because people will have the trust in it, and they'll be able to go and find an actually good, vetted instructor close to them, and I can afford to advertise on your show versus a single training facility in, you know, Tennessee, for example. Your show wouldn't be a good advertising method for them just because you're going to get people who don't live close enough to take your class.
Right. Right. So that's the beauty of this. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about what you as an instructor, I've always wondered about this, and you and I have discussed it a little bit, but I want to get into it a little bit more because this is the kind of thing that people need a class for. So we're going to talk about some of the oddities and idiosyncrasies you see with the new gun handler when we come back. You can find U.S. Gun Classes, gunclasses.com on the web, and it's live today, happening. Getting ready to bust. We'll be right back. My guest from U.S. Gun Classes, Will Luker, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-377-4632. Mark Farner, you slay me, you big dog, you. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular system known on the planet, the best tactical holster out there that can be used in concealed carry, can be used to carry anywhere. You can mount it to the underside of the dash of your car if you want to. Completely indestructible, lifetime warranty. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from usgunclasses.com is Will Luker. U.S. Gun Classes is going to be one thing, but let's talk about the need for this. Now, You're not a new pistol instructor. You've been doing this for quite some time. You've been doing it as long as I've known you.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Time flies by, they say, and I've been doing this for a minute.
So how many people come to you to a concealed carry permit class, as I would say, fresh off the boat? They haven't opened the box and looked at their gun yet. They just bought. I mean, how many people come to you like that?
Had some classes where it would be as high as 50% or more in the concealed pistol license class who literally have never touched a gun in their life. They've never gone to the gun store. They have no idea what to expect. They just know that there's a need, and they sign up for the class, and they show up.
So now in Michigan, as a concealed carry permit instructor, are you obligated to teach these people any basic fundamentals of handling that handgun?
Handling in Michigan is required, so I definitely spend an exhaustive amount of time where we basically, we learn everything about how to check in guns, make them safe, and, you know, by the time we actually get into the concealed carry aspect of things, they're well practiced at proper safety fundamentals.
Anybody that is, now, any of the fresh off the boat people, and I mean, I already know the answer to this, and please, I'm not insulting your intelligence when I ask you this, but nobody leaves out of there that's that new that is a complete and total competent pistolero, do they?
Everybody has a false sense of security, I think, because you see TV and movies, and so you think that everything with firearms is easy. And I think when they leave the class, they realize that not only are guns not as scary as they thought they were, but that there is a lot more to it than what you see on TV.
Well, and there's where the false sense of security comes in. Have you ever gotten any sort of data on those people? Has any of your students ever come back to you and said, well, I want to come to another class with you because I almost shot myself in the foot or something like that?
No, luckily I haven't had any students that have had near misses and negligent discharges in that regard. However, I do have, and it's a very small percentage of people, that would contact me to say, hey, can we develop some skills more? Or, you know, how can I practice weapon retention? And where can I go to learn this and learn all these other skills? And that number is increasing because I've changed my pitch during the class, and I try to instill in people that the concealed pistol license class should be the first of many classes instead of the last, and I think it's resonating with the students.
Yeah, I like to go train in a class as often as I can. It's okay to go train alone, or it's okay to go train with a bunch of guys and get out there and shoot. But sometimes it's nice to have somebody that's already got some, you know, let's do a figure eight around 55-gallon drums and shoot as we move, or shoot behind cover, or you've got to start and go left and then shoot behind cover and come up and shoot weak-handed. Because I don't like doing those kinds of things, and sometimes I need to be forced. I need discipline.
Exactly, and it takes the discipline to force yourself to do things that otherwise make you uncomfortable. And,
right.
You know, having a class that forces you to do that, I think, helps out. And there's a local facility by me that's called World 3 Gun, and the owner basically developed his school to be able to teach things you can't do at a normal shooting range, like 360 shooting and clearing a dark room and moving and shooting. And he's doing it using replica guns with less lethal ammo.
Right.
And actually, my next class coming up, we're teaching at his facility. And what my hope is that not only will people be able to get their concealed pistol license, but they'll see that, you know what, you can come in here and train for a relatively small amount of money with our replica guns and build that muscle memory and get used to moving and shooting weak-handed, but you don't have the loud bang, you don't have the expense, and they're open all the time, and it's, you know, easy to come in and do an hour where you're shooting around barricades. And that's kind of my goal.
Now, for the uninitiated, once you've gone and taken, you can take your CPL class or your concealed carry class in an indoor facility with, and just standing static. You can just stand in a lane and shoot at a target and take the classroom stuff. You can go through some basic fundamentals of handling the weapon and everything else. When you get into fighting pistol, now you're in something else altogether different. I mean, I've never seen that taught indoors at a range like that.
And it's really difficult to do because inherently when you train to defend yourself and you train like you're going to fight, you're doing things that if you weren't with an instructor or you have the wrong technique, you can cause injury to yourself or others around you. So ranges indoors here have pretty much a no absolutely not policy for that type of stuff. They make some exceptions for what we do in our concealed pistol license class, but otherwise, at least in my area, unless you're going to go to a specialized school and drive a couple hours, there's limited opportunity to be able to actually practice that. And I think it's really a disservice because people need to build that memory. And when it's a gunfight, it's totally different than when you're standing in a range shooting a stationary target.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you this. How many people come to you deathly afraid of a gun? I mean, shaken afraid of a gun.
I get a lot of them, and those are my favorite students to have, especially those that either are believers that gun control is the best thing ever, and they just want to find out what the other side has to say, so they'll take the concealed pistol class. Or I've had students that have either, one woman had her son find her husband's gun and had a negligent discharge, and he died in her arms. Took my CPL class. Of course, this was years later, but took the CPL class, and she carries a gun every day. And if you approach the subject of guns and gun safety and you teach it in the right way, those are my favorite students to have, are the ones who have these predetermined notions of what a gun is and how dangerous they are. I love getting students like that, and I actually aggressively go after them. So I do get a fair amount of those in my school where they do shake, and, I mean, they're nervous as all get out. And by the end of the day, they are asking me where they can go to buy a gun.
Well, I have somebody that's been, I'm not going to name any names, and we're coming up on the last break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this, because he's contacted me, and he's told me about some of the issues he has. He wants to buy a gun, he wants to learn how to use a gun, and he's suffering from a high degree of anxiety over this. And, you know, for somebody like me, who's been handling them since I was 12, and not an instructor. I'm not an instructor. There's no way I could ever be an instructor. But for somebody like me trying to give him advice, I feel like it's sort of messed up. So I'm not going to mention names, but I do want you to give some instructorly advice. And all of you listening, it has gone live today. It is quite modest right now, but it will get bigger. Check out U.S. Gun Glasses, Gun Classes, Classes. Not with a G, .com, and that's where Will will be perpetrating all of his information aggregation and letting you know where to go when you need to go somewhere to learn how to do something. I like it. I like going to one place. You know, if this were this sounds like a cigar store. It just needs overstuffed leather furniture. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Will Luker, on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. Check out the Scorpion line. That is a magnificent way to carry your ammo, and it's portable, and it's in, you know, once again, indestructible. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from usgunclasses.com, new launch website. This is going to be an aggregator for the would-be student, for the student that wants to learn. This is going to be a way for them to find places in their local area to maybe go learn and learn the fine art of pistol craft. My guest is Will Luker. Now, Will, I have somebody who's been communicating with me for about a year, and he wants to buy a gun. And he's told me that when he loads the magazines on a semi-automatic weapon, He starts to shake. It worries him that he gets that anxious when he's doing it. So I don't even know if he's ever actually shot a firearm yet. I've suggested some other things to him. I think all of my suggestions have probably been the worst thing I could have said to him. If this person is I'll tell you one thing. I suggested him getting a pump shotgun because it would load faster. And they're bigger bullets. And, you know, but at the same time, I was just thinking, well, you know, there's less time to worry. You know, if you got 6 versus 30, you know, you'd be done with the 6, and maybe you'd forget to worry. I don't know. So if somebody comes to you and they're trying to take a class and you see them and they've got the shakes and everything else, what do you do with them?
Well, we definitely we spend a lot more time if they happen to come into our concealed pistol license class and they're having issues, which a lot of students do. I always have extra instructors floating around where we give them the one-on-one attention, but what I find works really well with people such as that who are so scared to even load a magazine because they're already thinking about, oh, putting the magazine in the firearm and then what happens when I pull the trigger. There's a lot of apprehension. So what I try to do is take the mystery out of it. And I think guns are a lot like power tools and saws and stuff. You can hurt yourself really easily doing improper stuff. But when you learn how a saw works and where not to put your fingers and how to cut lumber, all of a sudden, a saw is not that bad then. And
yep.
I try to do the same thing with guns. And I find that when people, before they even load a magazine, they just learn how the gun works and what function the slide does and how magazines actually load ammunition into the chamber. That type of stuff takes away a lot of that nervousness because they start understanding it. They get it. And that works really well for me.
Once, now, for somebody that has that fear factor when they come in and they start to learn, can you get them past that in that initial session, in that concealed carry class? Can you get them past that to where they feel at least comfortable enough to? And does that take extra time? What's the requirements in Michigan where you teach? I mean, how long are you obligated to spend with them?
We're obligated to spend 8 hours in Michigan, including 3 hours at the range and 5 hours of classroom time. And up to this point, we've never had a student that I couldn't get over that hurdle, no matter how nervous or apprehensive they were when they came in the door. Not to say that that might not happen in the future, because I'm sure somebody out there, you know, the law of probability stuff, eventually I'll run into somebody, but I'd like to think that I can still overcome it. And there's been some students where we do spend, you know, some extra time with them, and we have them shoot last, and we when we shoot at the range, we basically have one instructor per two students, and we run them through in groups. And by doing all these little techniques, it seems to work out really well. And so far, everybody has been able to get over it. And I find that the people who were the most nervous going into the class are the first ones to buy a gun after the class, and actually not just buy a gun, but go out and shoot, and then they'll send me pictures and them at the range, and it's great.
I've never been to one of your classes. If somebody comes there and doesn't have a gun, are you equipped to help them out with that, or with the range that you do it at, can they rent a gun?
Yeah, the range I personally shoot at, you can rent pretty much every gun under the sun, but of course myself being a gun nut, and I have a reason to buy a lot of guns, which I use to justify with the wife, I pretty much try to own one of everything that's popular. So I bring cases upon cases of handguns into the class, and we actually, throughout the class, I pass around 15 handguns, and everybody uses them all during the class. And you know, by the time we get to the range, not only have they spent all day manipulating that particular firearm, but they've grown accustomed to it and they like it because they've seen, you know, 14 other options that have come around, and it works out really well.
Now, if memory serves, you're a Smith & Wesson M&P guy, though, right? That's what you carry.
I do like the Smith & Wesson M&P, so I carry the M&P 40 with the size magazine every day.
The M&P 40 with what kind of magazine?
Well, I carry the compact M&P 40, but I carry the full-size magazine in it with the extension on there. So I have the capacity, but it's the concealed, so it doesn't dig into my leg as much.
Now, see, at one time I had M&P, and then I got rid of the M&P, and then I was about to say you castrated me. You definitely got irritated with me for getting rid of the M&P and talked me into another M&P, which I have, and it's currently with Salient Arms. And I'll tell you this, if Smith, and I'm sure they've heard this before, if Smith & Wesson were to make a Glock 19-sized M&P, guess what I'm getting rid of most of and starting to carry? But I don't understand why Smith hasn't quite done that yet. But I do like the fact that they make their 40 calibers actually built for 40 versus the 9mm-sized gun because it'll fit, which is what Glock
exactly.
Did. So,
anyway. Yeah. And I think they did a great job with the whole M&P line. I had the M&P AR. I had an M&P 9 and the M&P 40. and actually gave the nine to a friend, a mutual friend, that, you know, he just shot really well with it. And his first round out of it was a dead center bullseye in the X at, I think it was 15 yards. So it's like, you know what, I'll sell you the gun. You're going to do that. But I love what they do. And, yeah, I love carrying it. It's been a great gun for me.
What do you do when you get the Sonny Crockett types coming through your class in the remaining time? How do you deal with them? I mean, do you have to bring them down a notch or two in order for them? Because I think that's the way most guys attach a gun. I'm a guy. Been shooting guns since I was knee-high too. You know, when you get a hold of them, do you actually have to reach out to them as well?
We have to reach out to them, and it's for different reasons than the newbies, of course, because they're coming in thinking that they know everything, and it's not that we try to be aggressive and, you know, put them down, but we try to augment what they already know with the techniques that we teach, and it seems to work as well. And I think personality goes a long way in actually being able to teach somebody about firearms. And so the personality approach with somebody brand new to guns, I use the same technique on those that, you know, have shot guns for the last 40 years. And most of them are really, really proficient. And I just try to augment and give them some more tools for their toolbox and help them, as opposed to try to tell them how everything they've done for the last 40 years is wrong and they need to hold it this way and they're shooting the wrong caliber and, you know, everything else that everybody always likes to talk about.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of concealed carry classes, and there's always one guy that shows up fresh from the gun shop with a 10 millimeter. There was always one guy that thinks he can conceal a Smith & Wesson 6-inch Model 27 357 Magnum revolver. And, you know, I look at that and I just shake my head. You know, I don't know if you try to talk them out of carrying that or not, but anyway. You will hear more from Mr. Luker, because as this continues to expand, and this is just the beginning, you'll be hearing more and more as he comes online. This sort of reminds me of Texas Law Shield. He's reaching out, and he's going to put everything into one basket for you to find in one place. USGunClasses.com. Go ahead and bookmark it now. Go check it out. There's a lot of things that are going to come from this website. Will, thank you very much for joining me. I'll be touching base with you later on today about other unrelated things that are lock and load ninja type things. And we will do this again. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Yes, sir. As we run out of time, tomorrow on the show, we're going to bring in Dietrich, Eric Utrecht from Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, and we're going to talk about the ISIS training that everybody may be needing to take. And we'll do it all again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.